Welcome back to Suhai Blue Devil Football on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason in for Dave Watson on this Saturday afternoon, joined by color commentator Ryan Woolen as we are just set for kickoff here at the A.J. Van Sitters Field. Beautiful day for football as the Steelhawks will kick it off to the Blue Devils. Blue Devils let that one bounce out of bounds, and so the flag comes up. Can't ask for a better start than that, Ryan. Nope. If you're the Suhai Blue Devils, you'll get the ball, I believe, at your own 40-yard line. 45-yard line.
Yeah, I think you'll see Suhai like we talked about in the pregame show. I think you're just going to see them just with this big offensive line. They're just going to try and pound the ball and control this clock today.
They will start at their own 35-yard line, the Suhai Blue Devils in their home white jerseys with the blue trim, Superior Heights, now in their black jerseys with the blue and silver trim. So here we go. Behind center for the Blue Devils, number 44, Callan Campbell, Jr., two in the backfield. As they will hand it off and run it up the gut, and a big run it is. Might be a real big gainer there. That's Cale Bell. He'll run it across midfield to about the 45-yard line. Big gainer of about 20 yards.
Yeah, great blocking by the Suhai offensive line. They had Horrigan pulling on the trap and gave Bell a lot of room to run right through the middle and broke a couple tackles. Great first play for Suhai.
First down and 10 for the Blue Devils. Ball at the Steelhawks 45-yard line. One set out to the left, two in the backfield. Campbell behind center. Now they'll hand it off and run it on the right side. That's Rakegum. Rakegum will get about 4 or 5 yards on that one. That'll set up second and about 6.
Yeah, good fake there. They faked the inside trap to Cale Bell and handed it off to Rakegum on the edge. Good block on the edge by the tight end there. I'm not sure who their tight end is here, but it was a great block he had on the edge. Gave Rakegum some room to run on the edge and gain a few yards.
Second down and 6 for the Blue Devils. Ball at the Steelhawks 42-yard line. Campbell behind center. Two in the backfield for the Blue Devils. They'll run it up the gut again. That's a big gainer there. That's Bell. He's going to take it to the house for a 42-yard touchdown for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, again, Scott, Suhai's really controlling this line of scrimmage right now. Great blocking by Suhai. They ran two plays and to the fullback here, and Cale Bell was able to find a hole in the middle and get in the end zone.
So the Blue Devils make that look easy as they score on their third snap. 10:56 to play in this opening quarter. Suhai with a 6-0 lead.
Beautiful. Love to see that.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for a better start. Now attempting the extra point for Suhai, senior Ethan McDonald. Good snap, good hold, and it looks like a good kick. The kick is good, so right, the Suhai strikes first, as they have a 7-0 lead over Superior Heights with 10:56 to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, just what we expected from Suhai. Come out, they want to control the line of scrimmage, and the offensive line did a really good job blocking, which they have done all year. I think Matt Johnson, this offensive line coach for Suhai, has done a very good job at coaching the offensive line play for Suhai, and it really showed that first drive.
Yeah, we talked to Matt on Coach's Corner this morning, and, you know, obviously you need a good offensive line if you're going to have success, and the Suhai Blue Devil team has had that this season. And you look at, Mr. Burke going to Central Michigan as a junior. I mean, that's a big deal for any, local football team in this area. But to have a guy already committed at D1 shows the quality and talent that he possesses.
Yes, and they have a lot of beef on this offensive line. They got some big kids. Horrigan's a big kid, and they're very fundamentally sound in their blocking.
So now the Blue Devils set to kick off to the Steelhawks. Looks like that's number 59, Christopher Kikafer.
Yep.
I believe I got that right. Good. Had trouble with that last year. Kikafer's kick will bounce down at about the 15-yard line. The Steelhawks will pick it up. Looks like that's number 14, Grant Raines. He'll run it out to about the 26-yard line of Superior Heights. They will take over their first down and 10 with 10:49 to play in this opening quarter. Suhai with a 7-0 lead.
Yeah, good special teams coverage there by Suhai. It'll be interesting to see what kind of offense this Superior runs, because in Canadian football, they only get 3 downs.
Right, yeah, bigger field.
Bigger field, and they also can do a lot of motion on the line of scrimmage. So it'll be interesting to see what this Canadian school brings on offense.
And we're going to keep the Hornet and Wasp swatting count here in the press box. I think we're at about 7 or 8 so far. So here we go. 2 set out wide for Superior Heights. 1 in the backfield. Good snap. That's number nine. Gabe Barkley, he's going to roll to the left. Barkley being pressured, and that's going to be a sack and a fumble. And it looks like so now they're going to call him down. I think they called him down.
I think they did.
It was close, but it'll be a big loss nevertheless. Lujan with the quarterback sack, and that'll bring Superior Heights all the way back to, it looks like, their own 16-yard line, second down and long.
Yeah, Gabe Barkley rolled out to the left, was reading his progression. Good job by the Sioux High defensive backs, keeping their man in front of them. And good job on the edge by Campbell and Lujan to get to the quarterback right away.
So the Steelhawks have it second down at their own 16-yard line. They got to get it to about the 37-yard line. So I believe that's second and 21.
Ooh.
So now they have trips set out to the right, one in the backfield. Get a lot of size on the Superior. Now they're going to roll four to the right. Snap. That's going to be a scramble by the quarterback. A long throw and an open player, and he catches it. And that's going to be a touchdown for Superior Heights. And a long one. Number 14, Grant Raines, hauls that in. A 69-yard reception. And Superior Heights gets on the board at 7-6.
You know, I think they just caught, they confused Sioux High defensive, the defensive backfield there. They had three lined up in trips on the right side, and then they brought their running back in motion. So they overloaded the right side with four receivers, and wide open in the middle of the field was Superior Heights. And good play call by them, and a good answer to the Sioux High touchdown.
So here we go, 7-6 in favor of the Blue Devils. Now Superior Heights will attempt the extra point. That's Gabe Barkley, who just threw that one. And he was wide open. Kick is up, and the kick is good. And so with 9:47 to play in this opening quarter, we have a 7-7 tie here at Van Sitters Field. Wow.
Yeah, I think you're going to see these Sioux High coaching staff saying, hey, you better wake up here. We're not taking anybody for granted. Let's play our game and not get lost into what Superior Heights is doing. So I think you're going to see Sioux High just be handing the ball to Keegum and Bell here again. That's what I would expect anyway.
Yeah, Superior Heights had four to the right. You don't see that much at any level, and it certainly confused the Sioux High Blue Devils. They really had two players wide open at midfield and a perfect pass by their quarterback for Superior Heights, number nine, Gabe Barkley, as he finds number 14, Grant Raines, who hauls in that, I think I misspoke there, was an 84-yard touchdown pass. Math never my strong suit, Ryan. That's why
mine either.
That's why I was in social studies. We have a 7-7 tie and a beautiful sunny afternoon here at Van Sitters Field.
Yeah, and, you know, you got to give credit to Superior Heights there, you know. Most times you'll see a team down in the dumps when a team scores so quick, so good answer by them.
We'll see if the Blue Devils can answer Barkley. He'll kick it off, a short high kick that'll be hauled in at the Blue Devils' 30-yard line. That's Evan Jasek, and he's got some room. Big hit there, and he's still going, though, as Jasek took a pounding from Gabe Barkley for Superior Heights, but he kept it going. And Sioux High will have good field position to start this one, Ryan. They'll start just inside their own 45-yard line. Big hit right there.
Yeah, good job by Jasek to, you know, he didn't see it. It kind of came on his blind side. He took the hit, but he didn't go out of bounds. So good job by him also to play till the whistle blows and the Sioux High special teams to keep blocking before the whistle was blown.
So the ball will be spotted at the Blue Devils' 44-yard line. 7-7 tie between Sioux High and Superior Heights. We've only played about 2 minutes and change here in this first quarter. Now we have a whistle, and it looks like we have an injury out there as one of the Superior Heights players is down, so the training staff will look at that.
You know, I also think, too, that it seems like Sioux High's weakness in the beginning of games has been defense at first against the pass. So I'm expecting Gordy Campbell to be talking to his defensive backfield right now. And, you know, the Sioux has made very good adjustments at halftime. So I wouldn't expect to see too many more open plays like that for Superior Heights.
Superior Heights player still being looked at over at the far sideline. A few visiting fans here at Van Sitters Field. And certainly, Ryan, you can't ask for much better weather. Looked like earlier this week, this one could be a bit of a quagmire, but we didn't get as much rain as predicted. And it's a beautiful day for
it
football.
Is. It really is. And I'd also like to mention to you folks tonight,
the
Sioux High Athletic Boosters is doing a fundraiser for Sioux High Athletics at the CC Hall starting at 7 o'clock. They're having a cash bar, appetizers. They got a silent auction and a raffle going on as well. So go down at 7 o'clock and support the Sioux High Athletic Boosters if you can.
So we will start at the Blue Devils' 44-yard line, first down and 10. 9:36 to play in this first quarter. We're tied at 7. Now Campbell going to hand it off. That's Rakegum. And Rakegum's got some room and good blocking ahead of him. Rakegum across the 40. Rakegum will be forced out of bounds just inside the Steelhawks' 35-yard line. Another good run and some real good blocking on that play, Ryan.
Yes, awesome. Awesome line play by Sioux High. And good patience by River Rakegum. He has a lot of speed, but he used his patience there, let his blockers get in front of him, and read where he wanted to go with the football.
We'll call that a 21-yard gain for Sioux High. First down and 10 Blue Devils. Ball at the Steelhawks' 36-yard line. Campbell behind center, two in the backfield, one split out right. Now Campbell's going to hand that one up the middle, and that's going to be
Cale Bell, looks like.
Cale Bell with another good gain. He's going to get inside the 30-yard line of Superior Heights, make it second down and about 4.
And, you know, this is Sioux High's reputation. This is what they like to do. They like to pound it up the middle with their fullback, who's usually a good power runner, and then they got their speed runners on the edge in Rakegum. And this is Sioux High's bread and butter, what we're seeing right now, up the middle and off tackle.
Second down and 4 for Sioux High. Same formation, one split out right, two in the backfield. Callan Campbell behind center. Now Campbell's going to hand off to the left, and that's going to be a run by Jasek, and Jasek's got a lot of room. He's across the 30. He cuts back to the middle, and it's a Sioux High Blue Devil touchdown, 29 yards, and they go up by a score of 13-7. We have another player injured on the field and a flag, so we'll see if that one does come back. I was watching the play develop, Ryan, and I didn't see what happened, but a Superior Heights player is down and doesn't look good.
No, it could. Usually that's a holding.
Yep.
I think that's exactly what they just called, too, is a holding. What I'm seeing from these Sioux High running backs right now is they're running with patience. They're letting their line make the blocks in front of them and then exploding to the hole that they see. So good job by the Sioux High offense. Unfortunately, right there, they got a holding penalty on a touchdown play.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty bad injury on the field right now. So that'll wipe out that touchdown, and Sioux High will get the penalty. And we do have a player down, so we will take a two-minute break. Tiffany back in the studio, if we can do a two-minute break right now while we wait for the injury. 8:43 to play in this opening quarter. Sioux High and Superior Heights are tied at 7. You're listening to Sioux High Blue Devil Football on 1230 WSOO. Well, we have good news and good news. The player injured for Superior Heights is off the field, and the Sioux High Blue Devils just score a touchdown as we were coming back from break. Number 22, Alexander Jasek with a 37-yard touchdown run, 13-7 Blue Devils.
Yeah, again, great blocking by the Sioux High offensive line. They are really dominating the line of scrimmage right now. They're blowing Superior Heights right back almost into the linebackers, and it's good to see Jasek get going, too. I know he hasn't got the ball too much this year, but it's awesome to see him get in the end zone.
Now the extra point attempt by Ethan McDonald. Good snap, good kick. It is good. And so we got a lot of scoring going on here early. 14-7 Sioux High with 8:34 to play in this first quarter.
Now I think you're going to see Superior Heights going to want to pass the ball here, obviously. I think they're trying to expose this inexperienced defensive backfield for Sioux High. So it'll be interesting to see the progression that this defensive backfield has for the Blue Devils on this drive.
Yeah, it looked like a real serious situation out there, Ryan, when the Superior Heights player never did get his number, but he was down for a while and then was able to sit up and get off the field, and Sioux High didn't waste any time.
No.
Is that a 37-yard touchdown run by Alexander Jasek, and the extra point making it 14-7.
Back-to-back touchdown runs on that.
Yeah.
I think it was number 68, Shane Hedrick for Superior Heights. He did get up and get off the field, though, so that's good to see.
So the Blue Devils will kick it off. Number 59, Christopher Kikafer, set to kick. Superior Heights didn't waste any time on their first possession. They did have a sack of about 10 yards, and then that 84-yard touchdown pass giving them their first score. Well, if you had the over in this game, Ryan, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that.
So. No. So the Blue Devils set to kick. Kikafer's kick will go all the way down at the 5-yard line. That's gloved down by Raines. He'll pick it up. Oh, there's a big hit there. And Raines will be tackled. Big hit by the Superior Heights player. I'm one of the Blue Devils. I didn't catch the numbers, but everyone's okay as Superior Heights will take over at their own 12-yard line, trailing 14-7, 8:26 to play in this first quarter.
Yeah, great job by Keith Kafer. He's got a leg on him.
Sure
he
does.
Pinned him right down on the goal line when the Superior Heights player had to pick it up. Two big collisions right at the point of attack with the ball. So great special teams coverage by Sioux High Blue Devils.
Superior Heights has the ball, first and 10. Ball at their own 12-yard line. They trail 14-7. Blue Devils 3-0 on the season. They'll be at Ogama Heights next Saturday at 2. Dave Watson will be there for the call right here on 1230 WSOO. So the Steelhawks have it. Trips set out to the left, one to the right, one in the backfield. Barkley behind center. He'll fake the handoff, and he'll run it himself. And a pretty good run. He rolls to the left side, still going, and he'll give Superior Heights a first down as he'll move it across the 20-yard line. That about an 11-yard run and a first down for the Steelhawks.
Yeah, good positive play for the Steelhawks there. Quarterback,
Barkley?
Barkley, yeah, quarterback Barkley. Good patience by him. Just your basic quarterback power sweep right off to the left side and gain a first down for the Steelhawks.
So first and 10 at Superior Heights, ball at their own 22-yard line. Clock hasn't moved much. We're just under 8 minutes left here in this first quarter. Trips to the right for the Steelhawks. One set out to the left. One in the backfield. Barkley behind center. Now it looked like some movement there, but no call. Now a pass and a completed one to Raines, and Raines will give the Steelhawks another first down. As the Sioux High defense right now, Ryan, having some trouble containing what's a different look for them in this Steelhawks offense.
Yeah, this Sioux High defense doesn't really see a lot of trips to the left and right out of shotgun right now. And the Steelhawks are really having good success right now passing the ball. Good patience by the quarterback, found his man on the hitch route, and he was able to gain positive yards as well.
So they'll move it to the 43-yard line of the Steelhawks, first and 10. They trail 14-7. Now you have three wide receivers set, two to the right, one to the left, one in the backfield. Man in motion. Now Barkley will hand it off to Raines, and Raines is going to be tackled for a loss. Nice play there by Caden Lujan. It'll be a loss for the Steelhawks, make it second and long.
Yeah, great play by Lujan coming from his linebacker spot. Superior did a quick jet sweep off to the right side towards the press box, and Lujan was able there, sniffed it out right away, and gave him a loss of down.
That'll bring the ball back to the Steelhawks' 37-yard line. I'll make it second down and long. As our PA announcer, Tony Haller, trying to do the quick math. That was my math as well, second and 16.
And they got a big offensive line.
They
as
do.
Well, too.
Yeah, a lot of size on both sides of the line. Now Barkley behind center. Trips set out to the left, one to the right, one in the backfield. Barkley's going to drop back, and he's going to swing a pass to number 12. That's Cuglietta. And Cuglietta will be forced out of bounds at about the 40-yard line. Short gain of about two as Callan Campbell again in on the tackle. Caden Lujan.
Yep, trips left again, and they did a quick little screen pass to the right side. Good job by Lujan to stay home and read the play on the running back. And still third and long here for Superior Heights. Got to expect the pass, know where the sticks are. Keep them in front of you.
Halfway through this first quarter, 14-7 Sioux High over Superior Heights. The Steelhawks have it at their own 40-yard line, third down and 14. They'll walk it up to the line. Again, trip set out to the left. One to the right, one in the backfield. Barkley in the shotgun. Now Barkley will drop back. He's looking upfield and a long pass, and I think that's going to be overthrown, incomplete. It's a good idea, but good coverage by the Blue Devils, Ryan. They had Sebastian Salcido, Arroyo, and Carter Oshelski there, and really no chance for that one to be completed.
No uncatchable balls. Barkley shows he's got an arm on him, though, so you definitely want to keep your guy in front of you. Good play by the Sioux High defense there to force them to a fourth and long here.
Yeah, the other thing about, you know, playing a Sioux Ontario team, you can usually get game film for about any high school football game in the state of Michigan. don't think there was much game film available for Superior Heights. So, you know, the Sioux High seeing these formations, we'll see if they make adjustments. They've done a good job this year, Ryan, making those second half adjustments. They're going to have to make them a little earlier, I think, in this game.
Yeah, and you got Gordy Campbell out there right now talking to his defense. I would assume that Superior is going to punt here, but, I mean, you never know. So, but as you alluded to, they have done a very good job making adjustments at halftime, and I think it's good for this Sioux High defensive backfield. Get them some more experience against the pass, because a lot of teams Sioux plays doesn't line up in the shotgun, so it gives them a different look and give them the confidence in their pass coverage.
So Superior Heights will be facing a fourth down and 14, ball at their own 40-yard line. We'll see what they do here.
Looks like they're going for it. Trips left again.
All right, so they're going to roll the dice. Why not? So fourth down and 14 for Superior Heights. And I don't know, what would you call this formation, Ryan?
Jeez, oh beast, yeah.
I don't think you can do that, can you?
I've never seen anything like that. Yeah, they had two running backs lined up off the quarterback's hip and shotgun.
All right, so we have trips to the left, one set out to the right, one in the backfield. Fourth down. Barkley now is going to do a little pooch punt there. And that's going to bounce and not go very far, as that'll bring the ball at the 38-yard line of Sioux High, where they will take over, leading Superior Heights 14-7, 5:15 to play in this first quarter.
Yeah, good job by Sioux High defense there. Again, to know where the sticks were, and I was surprised they punted the ball there. Didn't go very far.
And, no.
Man, it makes me nervous every time when we can hear Scott Menard yelling poison up here, which poison means is get away from the ball.
Right.
You know, because if we touch the ball there, Superior can jump right on, and that makes me nervous every time. But Sioux High on offense right now.
Giving us some inside baseball there. Poison means don't touch the ball.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
I never played football for obvious reasons.
Yep.
All right, so the Blue Devils with it, leading by 7, 5:15 to play in this first quarter. Callan Campbell behind center. He's going to hand off to Rakegum. Now Rakegum will cut it up the middle and then it run down the sideline. Rakegum across the 40, across the 30, across the 20, across the 10. Touchdown, Sioux High Blue Devils. Another long run for River Rakegum. That one of 64 yards. Sioux High leads 20-7.
Untouched, too. Right now, this Sioux High offensive line is just dominating line of scrimmage and opening up so many holes for these Sioux High running backs. Right there, River Rakegum, 60-yard touchdown run untouched. Good patience by him. And then once he found where he wanted to go, he's got that speed to get up the sideline, turn the jets on, all the way in, untouched.
Well, Ryan, I have a hockey broadcast at 7 o'clock, and that's going to make my life pretty difficult if this pace continues.
Right, right. See, I was kind of expecting it was going to be a lot of ground game, clock rolling.
Yeah.
No, there's been a lot of pauses in this game.
So an extra point is good by Ethan McDonald as the Sioux High Blue Devils now lead Superior Heights 21-7 with 5:03 left in this first quarter.
Yep, and I think right now all you're going to see is a lot of pass here. You're going to see Superior lining up in that trips left and trips right. So just stay home, read your keys. Don't get beat deep if you're a safety.
Sioux High will be on the road next week. Again, that game has been rescheduled for Saturday, a week from today, down at Ogama Heights. It initially was scheduled for a Friday night football game, but because of what is very prevalent in the state of Michigan, trying to find officials, we're seeing that more and more in every sport. And so if anyone's listening that wants a nice part-time job, they're hiring.
Yeah, in all sports, too.
Yeah.
I mean, basketball. I mean, even at the youth football league, which I coach, it's been hard to find refs. So good extra cash, like you said.
It
fill
is.
Up that gas tank.
Yeah, exactly. You need it these days. 59 at Christopher Kiekhafer to kick off for the Blue Devils. A line drive kick that'll be taken by Raines at his own 10-yard line. He's going to cut it up the middle. And he'll be tackled at about the 24-yard line, number 28, George Bauman, with the tackle for the Blue Devils, but we have a flag on the play.
Yeah, again, good special teams coverage by Sioux High. Get down there fast. This Sioux High team has a lot of speed and athleticism, so with Keith Kafer being able to kick the ball so high and deep, it gives this Sioux High special teams time to be able to run down and cover. So good job by Sioux High special teams.
So you have an illegal block in the back against the Steelhawks. That'll back them up a little bit more. And it looks like they're going to start just outside their own 10-yard line, trailing Suhai 21-7, 4:56 to play in this first quarter.
Yeah, kind of just like their first drive. They started deep, and then they had that 80-plus-yard touchdown pass. So, again, just know who you got and be talking on the defensive backfield and just read your keys here.
So the Steelhawks with it, first and 10, ball at their own 11-yard line. Now we have Tripp set out to the right. One wide receiver to the left, one in the backfield. As Barkley behind center. Now he'll look to the right. He's being pressured, and he will complete the pass. That'll be a gain of about 7 yards. That one went to number 20, Cole Clement, as Barkley was being pressured, but he was able to get that pass off. Nice gain for the Steelhawks.
Yeah, great job by Barkley. Horgan was in the backfield quick and had him wrapped up, and he was able to get the ball out and on a quick hitch route. So good job by Barkley to get the ball out there on very good pressure by the Suhai defensive line.
4:30 left in this first quarter. Superior Heights has the ball. Second down and about one, a long one, that gain of 9 yards. And Superior Heights with that very familiar formation. Trips to the left. Now you got a man in motion. And Barkley will keep it himself. He's going to get the first down and more. Barkley across the 30. Barkley will be forced out of bounds at about the 37-yard line of Superior Heights. But another first down for the Steelhawks.
Yep, still in that Trips left formation. They brought their running back off Barkley's left hip. Put him in motion out towards the left side of the field. Looking like they're maybe going to do a swing pass, but just a quick little quarterback draw to get the first down. Smart play call by Superior Heights.
4:05 left in this first quarter. Superior Heights has it first down and 10. Ball at their own 38-yard line, trailing Suhai 21-7. I think for Superior Heights, Ryan, I don't think you're that disappointed. You're down 21-7. They're playing right with Suhai right now.
They're moving the ball, too. Yeah. I mean, they're finding success as well, so.
So Trips to the right. Now they're going to hand it off up the middle. Be a gain of about 3. As that was number 12 for Superior Heights, Kalen Cuglietta. And they'll make it second down and about 7.
Yeah, and right now Suhai on the defensive side of the ball is also controlling this line of scrimmage right now. Good job by them. The runner had nowhere to go, and he was ate up right away by Cale Bell from his linebacker spot. So good job of controlling the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball for this Suhai offensive and defensive line.
Second down and 7, Superior Heights. Ball at the their own 41-yard line. Barkley behind center, trips to the right. Now Barkley will pass. That'll be overthrown. Maximo Eschkebach, the intended receiver, will make it second down and 10.
Yeah, a quick little out route. They just lined up in their bunch formation on Trips out on the numbers, and they just tried to get a quick swing pass to the inside guy. Just unfortunately couldn't make the pass for them.
Are you noticing, Ryan, it seems like there's a lot of motion by the wide receivers before the snap?
Yeah, it looks like they're being a little easy on them.
I think so, too. Yeah,
because I've noticed that, too, where there's a lot of movement pretty early, especially from the wide receivers.
And they're used to that.
Which they're allowed
Canada
to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Third down and 7, ball at the Steelhawks 42-yard line. Now Barkley will pass, or intended pass for Owen Case, just off of his hands. It'll make it fourth down.
Yeah, tried to just do a quick slant. Suhai's playing off coverage, probably about 7 yards off of the receiver. Just the Superior again, just couldn't catch the ball. Brings up a long fourth down here. I would expect them to punt again.
Yeah, it looks like they will, as some of their offensive linemen are going off the field. We saw them set up like they were going for it on their last fourth down opportunity, but we'll see.
Punt.
Yeah, it looks like a little pooch punt. They will set up to go for it, fourth down and 7. Trips out to the left, one to the right, one in the backfield. Barkley behind center. Shotgun formation. Now he's backing up a bit. Barkley will do that pooch punt, almost blocked, and he gets a much better punt off on this one, and it takes a Steelhawks bounce. That'll roll all the way down to the Suhai 23-yard line, where the Blue Devils will take over from there. 3:04 to play in this opening quarter. Suhai leads Superior Heights 21-7.
This is one of the longer quarters, I think, that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely taking a lot of time. Suhai's finding a lot of success in their run game. Almost seems like first or second play, they're getting it in the end zone. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Coach Menard maybe get some of his other backs in here and get them some game experience.
Yeah, Suhai got on the board first with Cale Bell, a 42-yard touchdown run. Suhai also has touchdown runs from number 22, Alexander Jasek, number 24, River Rikigam. So Blue Devils have it first and 10, ball at their own 22-yard line. Now a handoff off the middle to Nicholas Albacall, and he'll get a good gain for Suhai. That'll make it second down and short. Now we have a flag on the play, and it looks like someone must have said something because that flag was late.
Yep. Looks like it's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct or something. It didn't look like the two teams were jawing at each other. I don't know if somebody said something to the ref or what, but see what the call is here.
That's going to be unsportsmanlike on the Blue Devils. That'll be second down and long, and hard to tell from up here, Ryan, but you've been on the field. I'm sure those situations have happened in the past. None from you, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, just I don't know if there was an undisciplined thing there. So sometimes in the heat of the moment, you know, you can let a word slip or say something that the ref doesn't like. Or maybe, you know, sometimes a little trash talk does happen. So the ref obviously saw something he didn't like there from Suhai.
And we can't do that in our present positions, Ryan. Just I know you're a gentleman.
Not when grandma's listening.
No, not at all. Hi, grandma. Second down and 18 for the Blue Devils. Now that'll be Rikigam with a good run. Rikigam will get across the 20-yard line, a few yards short of the first down. That'll make it third down and about 3.
Yeah, good job by Rikigam there. Very hard second-level runner. He was able to find where he wanted to explode in the hole, lowered his shoulders, kept his feet chopping. Good job by him to get him back. They're not even back to the original.
Yeah, I was going to say, forget 3. It's 14. I looked at the wrong marker there. Third down and 14 for the Blue Devils.
I expect a pass here.
Suhai running so far, bunch formation. As you have John Gravel set out to the right, along with Carter Oshelski. They're down in 14. Now Campbell will roll to the right side. He's got a player wide open, and he'll find him. That's number 45, Caden Lujan. He'll give the Blue Devils a first down as he's brought down out of bounds at the Blue Devils' 44-yard line. Lujan wide open on that one.
Yeah, good offensive line block, pass blocking for Suhai, and he had a couple wide open guys. Suhai just ran their basic waggle route where they faked the handoff to the left, had Campbell rolling out right. He had Luan wide open on a corner. Oshelski was open deep on a post. Good job by Suhai there to find the open guy.
Under 2 minutes to play in our first quarter here at the A.J. Van Sitters Field. The Suhai Blue Devils have scored on every possession. They lead at 21-7. They have the ball at their own 44-yard line. Now one wide receiver to the right, two in the backfield. Campbell will hand it off up the middle. It's going to be another big run. It could be a touchdown. That's going to be number 40, Cale Bell. He's going to bring it to the house. Another long touchdown for the Blue Devils of 56 yards. And Suhai now leads 27-7 with the 1:29 left in this first quarter.
Again, you can't praise this Suhai offensive line enough. That was a basic fullback trap up the middle. And again, Cale Bell was untouched there, going through the middle of the line and then getting outside on the edge where the second level of blocking was very well for Suhai. So good job by the Suhai offensive line. I got to give them all the props right now.
Yeah, Superior Heights having their hands full with that line right now. Ethan McDonald looking to make it 4-for-4 in the extra points, and he does not. So our score with 1:29 left in this first quarter, Suhai leads Superior Heights 27-7.
Yep, and I would expect this Suhai defense to be prepared for pass here and to get a little more experience in their defensive backfield. So it's kind of nice to see that too, and to gives you a lot of learning points to go back and watch on the film.
Well, there's no learning points on this Suhai rushing offense right now. 4 long touchdown runs, a Bell. That one a 56-yard scamper. He had the first score of 42 yards. You also have Suhai touchdown runs of 37 yards by Alexander Jasek and 67 yards by River Rikigam. So we're not keeping total stats of all offense as far as rushing, Ryan, but doing a little math, they're well over 200 yards already just definitely on those runs.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, for sure. And again, I think all the credit just goes to Matt Johnson today and what he's done with this offensive line, because – they're controlling the line of scrimmage.
So Kiefer set to kick off yet again. He's been busy doing that today. He'll kick off from his own 40. Long kick that'll go all the way to the 10-yard line, taken by Raines. Raines will run out the middle, now on the near sideline, and he'll be brought down at the 25-yard line by Will Ullman. And so Superior Heights will take over their first down and 10 as they trail Suhai 27-7 with a 1:22 left in this first quarter.
Good open field tackle by Will Ullman, and Billy Menard got in there as well. Good job on the special teams coverage. So Suhai defense right here, right now, there's a lot that you can learn right now about just how to the fundamentals of your defensive backfield and situational football too, knowing where the sticks are and just not getting these safeties just learning on reading their keys and learning not to get beat deep.
Superior Heights have been able to move the ball a little bit, but that was more early in the first quarter. They've been stymied on their last couple possessions. We'll see what they do here. Now four wide receivers for Superior Heights, two on each side, one in the backfield. Barkley behind center. Now man in motion. Now Barkley will hand it off up the middle. It'll be a gain of about 2 yards by Kalen Cuglietta, making it second down and 8.
Yeah, just a quick off-field tackle. He had a running back lined up on his right hip, just handed him the ball right away, and a good job by the Suhai defensive line and linebackers to read it and sniff it out right away.
Max Scott and Caden Lujan in on the tackle for the Suhai Blue Devils. Second down and 8 for Superior Heights. Ball at their own 27-yard line with 50 seconds left in this very slow-moving first quarter. Now Tripp set out to the left, one in the backfield, one split out right. Barkley behind center. Now he'll look to the left and complete a pass. Going to be gain of maybe a couple yards on the play. Completion by Grant Raines. That'll bring up third down and about 6.
Yeah, just a quick slant route out of that Tripp's left formation for Superior Heights. Good job by them to complete that. But again, good defensive play by Suhai. They were there right away to bring him down. Bring it up a 3rd and 5 here. So let's get a stop.
We'll see if the Steelhawks can get a playoff here as the clock is running. 10 seconds left. Now Tripp set out to the right for Superior Heights. 5 seconds left. Barkley behind center. And it's going to be close, but they'll get the playoff. Now Barkley's going to keep it himself. He's going to get close to the first down. I think with second effort, he will get it.
I think he did.
And that'll end the first quarter of play here at the Van Sitters Field. Suhai with a 27-7 lead over Superior Heights. We will take a one-minute break and be back with our second quarter. You are listening to Suhai Blue Devil Football on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason in for Dave Watson on this Saturday afternoon, joined by Ryan Woolen. Our broadcast engineer back in the 1230 WSOO studios is Tiffany Stratton. We have played one quarter here at the Van Sitters Field, and the Suhai Blue Devils with a 27-7 lead over Superior Heights. The Steelhawks have the ball just outside their own 35-yard line. Ryan, thoughts on the first half? Certainly, if you like scoring, that was a pretty good, I should say first quarter, not first half. Thoughts on the first quarter?
I think just Suhai's came out firing off the ball offensively. And, I mean, we've been talking about it this whole game so far. The Suhai offensive line just looks impressive. I got to give them all the props so far.
Absolutely. First down and 10 for the Steelhawks. Ball at their own 36-yard line. Now Barkley will drop back. He'll roll to the right and throw it downfield. That's going to be way overthrown. Good pressure by the Blue Devils. You had number 44, Callan Campbell, and number 45, Caden Lujan, making Barkley throw that one probably a little earlier than he wanted.
Yeah, Superior Heights so far, all their passes have been just quick passes so far, just a quick slant or a quick hitch route. Suhai defensive line does a very good job of getting to the quarterback right away. So on that last play, they had him roll out to the right a little bit, and good coverage by the Suhai defense. They faked a quick pass, and our guys didn't fall for the wheel route. So
and Barkley, he can zing that ball downfield, can he?
Yeah, he can. He's a big kid.
Now man in motion in the backfield. Two split out to the right, one to the left. Barkley's going to hand that one off up the middle. It's going to be a gain of about 3 yards. I believe that was number 10, or rather number 14, Grant Raines with the carry. That'll bring up third down and about 6.
Yeah, good push by the Suhai defensive line. They were able to get in the backfield quick. Nowhere for him to go. So another 3rd and 6 for Suhai. Time to learn a little situational football here. Don't fall for just the quick pass. You know, keep your guys in front of you.
Yeah, Suhai has definitely made some defensive adjustments. Again, not knowing too much about this team and what they bring to the table, but they are playing with Suhai right now. Defensively, Superior Heights having lots of issues with that big Sioux offensive line, but offense has been able to move the ball quite a bit. Third down and six. Now Barkley will pass that one into the ground incomplete, and that'll bring up fourth down.
Yeah, it looked like they just tried to do a quick little swing pass out of the backfield, like I alluded to a little bit ago. That's mostly what these passes have been. He's getting the snap. He's just making one or two reads, and he's hitting a guy on a quick slant or a quick hitch route. So good job again by Suhai defense getting in his face early.
Fourth down and 6-4 Superior Heights. Ball at their own 39-yard line. They trail Suhai 27-7 with 11:04 left in this second quarter. So we'll see what the Steelhawks do now. A little more manageable fourth down than we've seen the last couple times, Ryan.
Yep.
Barkley's going to punt it, almost blocked, and it's going to be a decent punt. It's going to go out of bounds. That was Callan Campbell. Looked like he was going to block that one, and he came up just a couple inches short.
You know, I'm surprised because all they're doing, folks, is they're staying lined up in their basic offensive formation with the trips to the right and the quarterback. Bradley's in shotgun, but he's getting that snap from shotgun and then punting it right from there.
Yeah.
So he's not back deep.
No.
And this Suhai defensive line's been putting a lot of pressure on, so I'm surprised that he didn't get a block there. But, yeah, he's got to punt that thing in a hurry. He's literally getting it and kicking it.
I feel like a block is coming at some point today.
Yeah,
it's been
sure.
Close. So the Blue Devils have it up 20 at their own 30-yard line with 10:58 to play in this second quarter. Suhai has only had to pass the ball once. Their offensive line has played well in their running game as well. Two in the backfield for the Blue Devils. Campbell behind center. A little counter there by Jasek, and Jasek will be tackled nicely by the Superior Heights player, number 38, I believe, Caden McLeod. Bring up second down and about seven.
Yeah, good open field tackle by him. If he doesn't make that tackle, Jasek's up the sidelines again. So these numbers are kind of hard to read on the Superior Heights jerseys. They got black jerseys with blue numbers, so they're kind of tough to read from up here in the press box, but that was a great open field tackle by
him. At least they have black jerseys,
because
with the white on white, I don't know how that all would work out.
That would have been pretty confusing.
Second down and seven for the Blue Devils. Now they'll run it up the middle. That's, I believe,
Albacall,
yep. Short gain. I bring up third down and about four.
Yeah, actually, Superior Heights had them in the backfield.
They did,
Good second effort by him to get north and south and gain a couple yards. So here, third and five for Suhai. Do they pass the ball again? Or I would expect either a waggle or off tackle to Rakegum here.
Yeah, Max Scott set out to the left, two in the backfield for the Blue Devils. Third down and five, ball at their own 36-yard line. They'll hand it off to Rakegum. Rakegum's going to get the first down and more. He'll move it across the Blue Devils' 45-yard line and be tackled at about the fourth and seven. Another first down for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, good job by Rakegum there. He got the ball, and he had two offensive linemen pulling, and he literally had his arm right on his lineman's back and was able to push him to which way he wanted to block and then be able to get upfield north and south.
Now it looks like we have another injury on the field. That's number 92 for Superior Heights, Tristan Gioia.
Second ankle.
Gioia, excuse me. And so you mentioned pub night tonight, Ryan. I like that plug. I do the plugs, but it's nice to have a color commentator to do the plugs. The Suhai Booster Club putting on pub night tonight at the CC Hall. Give us more details on what's going on tonight.
So all it is, it's a fundraiser that goes, all the money goes towards the Suhai Athletic Boosters, who the boosters do a lot for all the athletics, obviously, with concessions, and it gives them money to be able to do things for all the athletic programs. So tonight is their kickoff pub night that they're doing at the CC Hall. They're going to have a silent auction and some raffles. A lot of local businesses have given things for the silent auction and the raffle. I know a couple big things are raffling off is autographed basketball by Tom Izzo.
Oh, wow.
Autographed football by Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, wow.
A couple cool
My buddy.
Things.
I'm
yeah.
a big Jim Harbaugh fan.
Yeah, me
too. I'm not. I'm a State fan, Ryan.
Oh,
sorry, a little sarcasm there.
I mean, you know, I talk to my dad about it all the time. We're kind of surprised that Harbaugh's still around.
I've been told I look like Jim Harbaugh.
Oh,
what
really?
Do you think?
I don't see it.
I don't see it either, and I don't want to see it, to be all honest.
Yeah, but anyway, tonight at 7 o'clock, CC Hall, great cause for the Sioux High Athletic
Very
Boosters.
Good.
Come down, get a drink.
Yep, support the Boosters because it's tougher and tougher to support high school sports with budget cuts and everything, and now it's going to be another big run for the Blue Devils. It's going to be taken to the house potentially. Oh, there's a big hit there on the Superior Heights player. That was number 42, Nicholas Albacall, that will get it across the 10-yard line. I thought he was going to bring that one to the house, Ryan, but Superior Heights was able to tackle him. Sioux High will have it nevertheless, first down and goal.
Yeah, Albacall right there coming from the fullback spot, just your basic 26 trap. Tackle pulled, was able to seal the defensive lineman. Albacall had a wide open lane, just didn't have the speed, tried to get the stiff arm, but good open field tackle by Superior Heights.
9:21 to play in this second quarter, 27-7 in favor of Sioux High. They have it at the Steelhawks 9-yard line, first down and goal. Now bunch formation, they'll give it up the middle to Albacall, and he will bring it in for a 9-yard touchdown run for the Sioux High Blue Devils.
Yeah, same play, same exact play that they ran, just ran before previously. Just a quick 26 trap, up the middle, Albacall, good job, lowering his shoulder, second level, and getting in the end zone, sniffing that end zone and getting in there.
Yeah, Sioux High having no trouble offensively today. Their fifth rushing touchdown. And now they lead at 33-7. So attempting the extra point is Ethan McDonald. He is 3-for-4 so far today. He did miss his last one. He connected on his first three. Good snap. Good hold. Kick is up. And that one looks good. And so Sioux High leads at Superior Heights 34-7 with 9:13 to play in this second quarter.
Yeah, good job by Ethan there to redeem himself from his last one. I think it's awesome to see. Dave and I talked about this a couple times. It's awesome to see all the sports teams come together and support each other with Ethan playing soccer.
Right.
And then he also comes and plays football now to do the kicking. I know my cousin Carter, mostly basketball and track, but a lot of his buddies got him to come out and play football this year, and he's loving it. And I think almost over half of the Sioux High basketball team plays football, too.
Yeah, a lot of basketball players on there, too.
It's good to see, because I think I'm a big supporter of being a multi-sport athlete. I think it teaches you different things. You might be the best football player and the captain on the football field, and that's your role, but then you go to the basketball team, and maybe you're first off the bench. You're not a starter. So I think kids learn different roles, and it keeps them competing year-round. So.
And we haven't seen over the years, Ryan, Sioux High having a kicker to attempt extra points. We've seen it over the last few years, but that's such an important aspect of, you know, any football. Just, you know, you're not always going for two, you know, percentage-wise. If you got a kicker that's 4-for-5, that just makes your overall job
easier.
Yeah,
and he looks like he can kick it further than just an extra point.
Yeah, exactly. Now Kikafer will kick it off to the Steelhawks. They'll take it at their own 20-yard line. That's number 14, Raines, and he might break a big one. Raines is going to take it to the house for Superior Heights. A kickoff return for the Steelhawks, but we do have a flag on the play, and that one could wipe it out. It looks like it will, as one of the Sioux High players clapping at the referee.
Looks like a block in the back.
Oof.
Oh, another flag.
Oh, and there's probably an unsportsmanlike conduct. Geez. Brad Bosmas, he's not going to take any of that.
No, he never does either.
No, he does not.
Should see him umpire soft.
I have. I've worked with him, actually, Ryan. I understand completely.
Yeah, so Sioux High there. Another deep kick. Actually, I thought he was going to get pinned down right away.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to be tackled.
He picked up the ball very slowly, but just found an open lane. Usually it's a block in the back. Sioux High was clapping at the end of it by the refs. I don't know if something was said. Usually that alludes to unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah, I would expect two penalties against the Steelhawks, one on the kickoff and then one after the kickoff. You're not going to get away with that with Brad,
no,
I can tell you that
never.
Much.
No, he cracks me up.
He does. He's quite a character.
Oh, playing men's league.
Nobody
softball.
Looks more laid-back umpiring than Brad Bosses. He has that base stance down.
He does.
All right, so here's the penalties. Legal block in the back on Superior Heights. And after the play, unsportsmanlike conduct. Oh, it's on Sioux High. Okay, so my mistake there. So now do they re-kick this one, Ryan, or what do we do here?
I don't know how that works. The offsetting penalties, I think that you're going to have to re-kick it off. I've never seen it with a touchdown and an
unsafe. No, that's
a first for me.
We've seen a lot today.
Yeah.
It's been an eventful day.
Yeah, it looks like it's starting to get a little chippy.
Okay, the Superior Heights will keep the ball, so they're going to go spot the penalty. They're going to put the ball where the penalty occurred in the illegal block. So Superior Heights will take that result. Certainly they wanted the touchdown, but they'll have good field position at the Suhai 32-yard line, trailing 34-7.
Oh, you know, that's just undisciplined right there, those unsports. I think that's two for Suhai tonight. So I know Scott Menard's going to shore that up really quick. He's not a fan of those unsportsmanlike conducts. Even when I was playing for him, he's going to take care of that right away at halftime.
So the Steelhawks have it. First down and 10, 8:56 to play in this opening, or in the second quarter, excuse me. They trail Suhai 34-7. Now trips set out to the left for the Steelhawks. One wide receiver to the right. And a pass incomplete. That one intended for number 11, Ray Rumiel. That'll bring up second down.
Yeah, all three players in the trips formation on the left side of the field, all of them just did a quick, basic 5-yard and out, and they weren't able to complete the pass. So good coverage by the Suhai defense, keeping their guys in front of them on these short passes right now. I think where Suhai struggles is on the deep pass.
Yep.
That's where we've seen them maybe miscommunicate, or they lose the deep guy on the get burned on the backside post. So they're doing very well with these short passes, but haven't really done too successful against a deep pass.
Second down and 10 for the Steelhawks. Ball at the Suhai 32-yard line. Trips set out to the right, one to the left. And Barkley's going to keep that one, and he will be tackled by Lujan. Maybe a gain of about a half yard. That's going to bring up the third down and about 9.
Yeah, great play by Lujan from his linebacker spot. Saw the quarterback draw right away, sniffed it out, came out, made a big hit on the quarterback, got him down right away.
8:20 left in the second quarter. It's been all Blue Devils. They lead at 34-7, looking to improve to 4-0 on the season. And with Superior Heights being a Division III school, Ryan, that will certainly help in the playoff points. We'll talk more about that throughout the broadcast as far as playoff points. It's not just 6 wins anymore. You got to beat good opponents and win a lot of games if you're Suhai.
Yeah, for sure.
Third down and 8. Ball at the Suhai 30-yard line. Bad snap taken by Barkley. He's going to try to get some yardage back. Now we're going to have a fumble. I think they're going to count that one, and Suhai will recover, as that is Lujan with the big hit on Barkley. And so the Blue Devils force the first turnover of the afternoon, and they'll have the ball at their own 35-yard line, leading Superior Heights 34-7. 7:49 left in this second quarter.
Yeah, it was a high snap to Barkley there. He had to jump up and get the ball on the snap, and broken play. He just tried to get upfield, make a play, get some positive yards, and good gang tackle by Suhai. Was able to strip that ball out and get the ball back and try to get some points on before the half.
So the Blue Devils with the ball, they have scored on every possession, really have not been challenged. They did have one third down where they had to pass, but pretty much they've moved the ball at will, much like Michigan's doing today against UConn. Geez. UConn.
Hey, believe me, I'm not a fan of it either.
Now run up the gut. That's going to be number 1 for the Blue Devils, Will Ullman, and he'll get it across the 40-yard line. We'll give that one a gain of about 6. That'll bring up second down and about 3.
Yeah, I think Suhai is going to start getting some of these second-string running backs in, get them a little game experience. That's the first carry we've seen from Omen, so good carry by him to gain some positive yards.
Second down and 3 for the Blue Devils. Ball at their own at 41-yard line. One wide receiver set out to the left, 2 in the backfield. Campbell behind center as he will hand it off, and that's number 22. Jasek will get the first down, and more Jasek with some room across the 40, across the 30, across the 20, across the 10. Touchdown Suhai. As that's number 22, Alexander Jasek, with a 59-yard touchdown run. And Suhai rolling now, Ryan, up 40-7.
Yeah, again, just a bog play where both your guards are pulling. They fake to the fullback up the middle, and both guards got out on the edge quick and were able to seal in the defensive end and the linebacker. Again, for Jasek to have wide open hole to get to the sideline untouched.
So Suhai has put up 40 points in less than a quarter and a half with 6:46 to play here in this second quarter. Now McDonald, he will attempt the extra point for Suhai. He's made 4 of 5 so far. Good snap, good hold, kick. Oh, it hits the upright. No good.
Left upright, top
just
of
hit the upright there. And so Suhai with a 40-7 lead. Ryan, I wanted to ask you, in your playing career, I imagine you had some Saturday afternoon games here at the Van Citters Field. Were you a fan of the Saturday afternoon game? I know there's a lot of mixed reviews. Coaches, they don't like to get out of the routine. A lot of people like Friday night lights. Were you a fan of the Saturday afternoon games?
You know, I didn't really care. I just wanted to play.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just look forward to game time. And, that never really bothered me that much because usually – when I was playing, the JV always played first.
Right,
JV would start the game off, and then varsity would follow. So it was actually kind of like you alluded to earlier, when you don't have a lot of film on these Canadian schools, it was actually kind of nice. The varsity team would sit up here, over here in the stands, down on the sidelines, and kind of get a look at what you might be seeing. It never really bothered me much. It was actually kind of fun. Sometimes we go to Kingsley, you get a charter bus.
Yep.
Just good camaraderie with the team.
So Suhai with 6 rushing touchdowns, the shortest 9 yards, and then 37, 42, 56, 59, and 67. And they're rolling, leading 40-7.
New kicker.
Yeah, new kicker number 30, Ethan McDonald, a high kick. Not a very deep kick. That's taken at the 25-yard line of Superior Heights. And that's going to be a pretty good run back and a big hit, but a fumble. But Superior Heights will recover, as that's number 22, Curtis Bondar, who will recover the fumble. The ball carrier was Decaden Gothier Long, and he had a pretty good run. But
yeah.
Superior Heights will take that result. They'll have it at their own 40-yard line, trailing 40-7.
I'm still having trouble reading these numbers on these black jerseys.
I know, me too.
Good hit, though, there by Daniel DiNuccio McShane. He came up and put a big stick on him to force a fumble, but Superior Heights was right there to cover it. Again, all Superior Heights has really been doing is quick passes or just a quick handoff up the middle or a quarterback sweep. So I would expect to see a lot more of that.
Steelhawks with the ball at their own 40-yard line, trailing Suhai 40-7. We have 6:40 left in this second quarter. Seen this formation all day long from the Steelhawks. Trips to the right, one to the left, man in motion. Now long pass by Barkley as an open player, but he overthrows him by about 10 yards. And again, Superior Heights able to get players open, but Barkley put a little too much juice on that pass.
Yeah, man, he has an arm on him. I think he tried to get rid of it a little too early.
Yep.
I think if he would have held on to the ball and read his progression just a little longer, he had a guy wide open doing a seam route right down the middle, which we talked about earlier. I think that's been Suhai's weakness, is the deep pass. So you might see Superior Heights here try and get some deeper routes from their receivers because Suhai's really struggling with the deep pass right now.
Second down and 10 for the Steelhawks. Ball at their own 40-yard line. 6:32 left in the second quarter. They trail 40-7. Now Barkley in the shotgun formation. 3 wide receivers to the right, 1 to the left, 1 in the backfield. Now Barkley will drop back. He's being pressured, and that'll be a completed pass. And a good gain for the Steelhawks as they'll be forced out of bounds at about the 48-yard line of their own. And that pass completed to Kalen Cuglietta, bring up third down and short.
Yeah, good play by Superior Heights. They had trips right off to the long side of the field, the wide side. Gave it a quick look over there, but then ran a little screen pass with the running back in the backfield. Good offensive play for Superior Heights. Third and short for Suhai's. First time they've been putting a third and short on their defense, I think. So I would expect Barkley to do a quick quarterback sneak here.
So third down and 1 for Superior Heights. Now trips way out to the right, 1 to the left. Barkley in the shotgun. We'll see if he just carries it up the middle. And he will. He's going to roll to the right, and he'll get the first down and more. He'll be brought down at the 44-yard line of the Blue Devils. We have a flag on the play. We'll see if this one stands.
Yeah, good job by Barkley there. He got the snap and went up the middle immediately, stopped, and ended up planting, seeing that the middle was contained. He got outside and got north and south, was able to get the first down, but holding on them. Oh, man, that's a killer.
Yeah, holding's going to bring that one back, so Superior Heights will have the ball deeper in their own territory, and that'll wipe out the first down. It's going to make it third down and looks like about 13.
Yep. So watch a deep pass here if you're the Blue Devils in the defensive backfield. I'm noticing that they are talking a lot in this defensive backfield right now. At least they're communicating with each other. Again, I'm sure at halftime, Gordy Campbell is going to be talking to, that's who he's going to be talking to, is his defensive backfield. So
yep.
This is good experience, though, for the Sioux High defensive backfield right now.
So third and 13 for Superior Heights, trips to the left, one set out to the right. Barkley will drop back, and he's being pressured, and he'll be sacked for a loss. That's Callan Campbell with another sack. You mentioned, Ryan, one the leader in sacks
state,
in the state, and that will certainly help that cause, bring up fourth down and long.
Yeah, that gives him 6.5 sacks on the year. So good job by him rushing off of the edge. He beat his man right away and had a clear shot at Barkley.
As we are just past the top of the hour, 4:03 p.m., you are listening to Sioux High Blue Devil Football on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason and Ryan Woolen here at the Van Sitters Field in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Our broadcast engineer is Tiffany Stratton. Fourth down and long for the Steelhawks, and a high short punt and poison being yelled by Coach Menard, and that'll take a Steelhawks roll as that will be downed at the Sioux High 21-yard line with 5:19 to play in this second quarter. Blue Devils continue to lead Superior Heights. It's 40-7.
I don't think you're going to see anything different from the Sioux High offense.
Why would you?
I mean, yeah, why fix something that ain't broke, right? I think the only difference you're going to see is you might get Lujan at quarterback. They might Pat Bennin was telling us, too, they got a new kid that joined the team this year. Brett Cecil that we might see at quarterback today. And I think you're going to see him start shuffling in some more offensive line, get some of these kids some game experience because, hey, you never know, next man up, Wally Pipp, you know, if somebody gets hurt,
stuff happens
like that. And, you know, you got to be ready and know what's going on. So I think you're going to see Sioux High get some second string in here.
One wide receiver set out to the right for the Blue Devils, two in the backfield, Campbell behind center, first down and 10. And now we have a whistle. And a flag. It must have been some movement before the snap. Now it'll be offside on Superior Heights.
Yeah, Superior Heights had both their linebackers up on the line getting ready to blitz. I think they just crossed the line of scrimmage there.
They'll make it first down and a 5 for the Blue Devils. Just one pass attempt in this game. So I has been able to control the ground game and then some.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I'm looking forward to see how their pass defense is coming out in the second half. The story kind of this year has been they get a big turnover interception right at the second half, so I'd like to see that again.
So now we're Brad Bospis doing equipment duty as he's helping one of the Spear Heights players with his helmet.
Yeah, it's those buckles can pop off pretty easily. I'm learning that coaching at the 7th and 8th grade level. Those buttons on the top can pop off pretty easily, especially when you're playing offensive or defensive line.
Brad couldn't figure it out, had to get the white hat in there, Ryan. So
we'll have to mention that to him.
I think that should be mentioned, and it was on the radio.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
First down and 5 for Sioux High. Ball at their own 26-yard line. 4:35 left in the second quarter. They lead 40-7. Now Campbell under center, two in the backfield for the Blue Devils, one split out to the right, and they'll hand it off to Ullman, and that's going to be another flag on the play, two flags, and Ullman's going to get a good run. He's going to bring it across midfield. He'll be brought down at the 40-yard line, Ryan, but two flags on the play. I would expect this one probably to be brought back.
Yeah, it looks like probably a holding. Yep, Sioux High's getting a holding. It did look like on the edge there. The fullback came out, and he kind of got a hold of the defensive end. He could kind of see the jersey tug a little bit. So good call on the field there. It looks like Kevin Killups made that call. That was pretty obvious on the edge.
Yeah, when you get two or three flags thrown on one play, you're guilty as charged.
Yep. And, you know, Sioux High's actually, other than the two unsportsmanlike conduct plays, I think that's only the only flag that Sioux High's had as holding or anything like that.
Yep. So first down and 15 for Sioux High. Ball just outside their own 15-yard line. 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Campbell under center. Two in the backfield. Now Campbell will give it to Ullman. Now Ullman will move it across the 25, and he'll get good yardage. He's still going along the sideline. He might break it all the way. He will. What a run by Will Ullman. As he's going to bring it to the house for a touchdown. I thought he was going to be brought down and then ran out of bounds, Ryan. That's an 84-yard touchdown run. And Sioux High is rolling. They lead 46-7.
Yeah, again, very good patience there by Ullman. He got out to the edge, had a nice stiff arm on a linebacker coming in to get him, was able to break that tackle, and he ran through two defenders as well, got to the sideline, was able to tiptoe around a little bit, stiff arm a guy behind him. Great run by Ullman.
Well, I joked with Coach Menard. I got a hockey broadcast coming up, Scott. If you can speed up the second half, we could get the running clock here in the second half. And, well, he's living up to his word.
Yep.
So the Blue Devils set to attempt the extra point. Ethan McDonald, he shanked it off the upright on his last one, but he's made the majority of the kicks. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and good. It's good. So Sioux High with a 47-7 lead, 3:39 to play here in this second quarter.
Ethan getting some game reps in. It's good to see. He did the last kickoff, too. So
yeah.
Keith Kafer plays a lot, so I'm sure they're just wanting to give him a break. And now that they got Ethan here, give him some more reps as kickoff as well.
Looking at the Blue Devils schedule coming up, we mentioned next week's game on the road against Ogama Heights. That one has been moved to 2 p.m. on Saturday, September 24th. Then the Blue Devils get into the meat and potatoes, Ryan, of their schedule. They'll be at Kingsley on September 30th. Kingsley got routed by Traverse City St. Francis last night. I believe the score was 49-14. A big game for the Blue Devils. And then they'll travel to St. Francis on Saturday, October 8th, 1 o'clock. Traverse City St. Francis, one of the best teams in all of football. And then two home games to end the season, October 14th here at Van Sitters Field, Friday night against Petoskey, and then the finale at home against Benzie Central on October 21st.
You know, and honestly, I think all those games are winnable.
Why not?
If Sioux High can play Sioux High football and not get lost into playing the other team's way and run the ball with efficiency like they have, I think they can go 9-0. I really do.
Ethan McDonald with a good kickoff. It'll go about to the 15-yard line taken there by Raines. And Raines, another good run back. He'll get it to the 34-yard line of Superior Heights, where they will have first down and 10 with 3:25 left in this second quarter. Sioux High with a 47-7 lead.
Is there just a time? I don't think somebody called timeout. I thought I heard Tony Heller yell timeout over here.
I don't think so.
I don't think so, though. Looks like kids are coming on the field.
And we got the running clock now.
Yeah, I think it's
40 points.
Is it 40
points at any time in the game now? Yeah. I think at one time that was at half, but I think they changed that.
Yeah, you know, and you got to give Superior Heights credit. You know, they came out on that first drive and threw that 84-yard touchdown pass. And, you know, they've missed a couple open guys, too. So the Sioux High defensive backfield is definitely getting their work cut out for them today, being able to get some reps on the deep pass.
So first and 10 for the Steelhawks, 2:40 left in this second quarter. Barkley will roll out. He'll zing it downfield. Again, had a player open, but overthrew him by about 10 yards. Pressured heavily by the Blue Devils, they'll make it second and 10.
Yeah, Parker Talentino was in the backfield quick. You can tell Barkley, he's a little frustrated right now talking to the offensive line. I mean, he's about as big as the offensive line.
Yeah, he is. Big guy.
I mean, this Superior Heights does have some size and a lot of beef. I think Sioux High is just more fundamentally sound right now. They're staying low. They're firing off the ball. They're able to get in the backfield. They're able to put pressure on the quarterback, and he's having to throw it away quickly. He's not being able to read his progression.
Second down and 10 for the Steelhawks. Trips to the right, one out to the left. Barkley behind center. Now Barkley will complete a pass and give the Steelhawks a first down. Nice route there by Raines as Superior Heights with the first down, as that'll move the ball across the 45-yard line to their own 46.
That's where we've seen Superior Heights have their success, is when Barkley can get a good snap and he's able, they're just running a quick slant route. That was just a quick slant route right over the middle. Tackle made by Carter. He was there right away, Carter Oshelski. And this sets up a first down for Superior Heights.
And they're going to have to hurry. They do have two timeouts left, a minute 20 left with the running clock. Now trips to the right, one set out to the left, one in the backfield, Barkley in the shotgun formation. He'll drop back, looking, and he'll throw a short pass to Cuglietta, and Cuglietta is going to get good yardage, and he gets hit hard by Cale Bell, but a decent gain for the Steelhawks. They'll get inside Sioux High territory, and they'll have it third down and about three.
Yeah, just a quick screen pass that Superior Heights has been running a lot of. They line their, they get their trips lined up all the way to the opposite side of the field, and then they got one lone receiver towards the booth, and just a quick fake to the trip side, and then a quick screen pass to the running back. They've had success with that today.
Clock still running, 35 seconds left in this second quarter. Superior Heights, excuse me, it's second down and three. I said third down. Now Barkley's going to heave it downfield, and that's going to be overthrown. A good coverage by the Blue Devils on that one. That's going to bring up third down.
Yeah, good job on the deep pass. I mean, Superior Heights is kind of shooting themselves in the foot right now with these deep passes. If Barkley could get under control a little bit, I think they'll find more success. But he is way overthrowing his receivers right now. He's definitely got the arm.
He sure does, yeah. Superior Heights uses a timeout. They have 13.9 seconds remaining. 24 on the clock, so we get a little correction there.
And I think Sue High right now, Gordy Campbell's got his team out here in the huddle on this timeout. I think all he's going to tell them is, you know, don't get burned deep like we've been talking about. Know where the goal line is. Don't let them get in the end zone here. Just keep your guys in front of you. Make sure we're talking on the backside here. Defensive line has done a very good job of getting some pressure in on Barkley. So I think that's been kind of the X factor here. Barkley hasn't been able to really set and throw. They roll him out to the right and left, mostly to the right because he's right-handed, but Suhai defensive line's done a very good job at getting in his face and not letting him read his progression today.
So the Steelhawks have it. Second, third down and three. Ball at the Blue Devil 47-yard line. They do have one timeout remaining, and they'll probably have to use it if they don't get a long play here or go out of bounds. Trips to the right. Shotgun formation. Barkley drops back, and he's being pressured, but he'll get the pass and almost completed. It went right off the hands of a number 11. That's Ray Rumel, and that'll bring up fourth down, and the clock's still running.
Yeah, running clock.
And Superior Heights doesn't seem to be willing to take the timeout. And, no, they're going to take it with, I think, 1 second left. So,
yeah, good coverage there by the Sioux High defensive backfield on that one. Barkley did have a little bit more time in the pocket there. He read his progression, and they had trips to the right, two seam routes, and they had their inside guy just run a quick 10-yard drag. Off his hands, good defense by Carter Oshelski there. He was able to break up the pass right away as well.
So they're going to put a couple seconds back on the clock. The coach for Superior Heights, we don't have his name on the roster, but he called a timeout late. I guess they're going to probably empty the backfield and try the old Hail Mary.
Yeah, well, Barkley's definitely got the arm.
Yeah, I think he can make the end zone.
If his offensive line can just give him some time to be able to let the receivers get downfield a little bit, he definitely has the arm. He can probably throw it out of the end zone.
Probably threw it the uprights, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely showing. He's a big kid.
So Superior Heights with one more opportunity to put a score on the board. It's been all Blue Devils in this first half. We'll recap the scoring in our halftime show and try to estimate how many yards on the ground the Blue Devils have.
A lot. I think they're up in the almost the 300.
I would say at least 350, just on their touchdown runs.
Yeah, been almost 50-yard plus runs.
So the last play of a very long first half. Now Barkley, middle of the field. He's going to try to attempt a pass in the middle of the field to number 11, Ray Rumel. And that'll do it for the first half of play here at the Van Sitters Field. It's all Blue Devils as they lead Superior Heights by the score of 47-7. We will take a 4-minute break and be back with our halftime show. You are listening to Sioux High Blue Devil Football on 1230 WSOO. And welcome back to Sioux High Blue Devil Football on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason in for Dave Watson on this Saturday afternoon as we are joined at the A.J. Van Sitters Field in our halftime show by color commentator Ryan Woolen. And Ryan, rushing. Sioux High with over 400 yards rushing in that first half. They lead Superior Heights by the score of 47-7. Before we recap the scoring, just overall, your thoughts on the first half, maybe not unexpected. It certainly started a little bit unexpected, but
yeah,
you kind of knew going in this is potentially how this game would go, and right now it is.
Yeah, well, I expected Sioux High to come out and just do their bread and butter, which they've done for the last 10 years at least, is just that power wing tee that they like to run with a big physical fullback in Bell, who's a sophomore only. And then they got their speed on the edges with Jacek and Rakigum, and you kind of expected that they would come in here and just run that basic wing tee that's been working for them all year. But I think the story today for Sioux High is this offensive line.
Yeah.
I mean, they've controlled the line of scrimmage the whole game, and they have a really good surge, and they're pushing this defensive line from Superior Heights, who's actually got some pretty good size. They're pushing them back into the linebackers. So I think the story today has been the line of scrimmage for Sioux High, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, the defense, you know, they give up that big play early, and, you know, Superior Heights did move the ball, but in that second quarter, it looked like Sioux High really shored up and made adjustments against the system and a style that they just haven't seen. I think you're going to see more improvement by Sioux High as this game goes on, especially on the defensive side.
Yeah, and that's been kind of the story for Sioux High this year, is their second half adjustments have been awesome. Coming out in Escanaba, they have that interception that was a turning point in the game for a pick six.
Yep.
I think they did the same thing against Grayling, too. They were struggling against the pass against Grayling and came out in the second half, were able to get an interception to really get the tempo going. So I think you're going to see this defensive backfield maybe look a little different for Sioux High in the way that they approach it. It'll be interesting to see.
Recapping the scoring, and it was a busy scoring recap, or it is a busy scoring recap. Sioux High got on the board first in the first quarter as number 40, Cale Bell, with a 42-yard touchdown run. Extra point good by Ethan McDonald, 7-0 Sioux High. Superior Heights would get their only score, and it was a long one, an 84-yard touchdown pass from Gabe Barkley to Grant Raines. Extra point was good, tied at 7. Then it was all Sioux High from there. Sioux High would score in the first quarter, number 22 for the Blue Devils. Alexander Jacek, a 37-yard touchdown run. Extra point by McDonald, good. 14-7 Sioux High. Blue Devils would make it 21-7 with a 67-yard touchdown run, excuse me, by River Rakigum. Extra point by McDonald, good. 21-7 Sioux High. And then they would also score late in the first quarter, a 56-yard touchdown run by Cale Bell. Extra point, no good, 27-7, Sioux High after one. Blue Devils would make it 34-7 in the second quarter, a 9-yard touchdown run by Nick Albacall. Extra point, good. 59-yard touchdown run by number 22, Alexander Jacek. Extra point, no good, 40-7, Blue Devils. And then the big scamper, one of the big scampers of the first half, 84-yard touchdown run by Will Ullman. Extra point good by McDonald, 47-7 Sioux High after one half of play. So if you're the Blue Devils, Ryan, in that locker room, obviously you're pretty in good position to win this game. You're going to probably see some other players out there, but you don't want to lose your edge because, you know, you want to look ahead to the next game. You don't want to have a bad second half and go into that Ogama Heights game kind of thinking, you know, that second half didn't quite work out. Still a lot to play for in this one.
And there's always things to learn. You know, there's always things that you can be working on, you know, at all positions. So, you know, don't let it get to your head. You know, hey, the Sioux's been on this end of the spectrum before where, you know, we used to get pounded a little bit, but it's nice to see that we're turning that switch and we're the team that's dominating. But don't get outside of your game, you know, stay disciplined. There's been a couple unsportsmanlike conducts, you know, self-control, and just stick to our fundamentals and what we teach. And this is the time where you can really work on those fundamentals right now.
We're going to take our final four-minute break here in our halftime show. When Ryan and I come back, we'll have the start of the second half of play here at A.J. Van Sitter's Field. It's all Blue Devils as they lead Superior Heights by the score of 47-7. You are listening to Sioux High Blue Devil Football on 1230 WSOO. And welcome back to Sioux High Blue Devil Football on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason in for Dave Watson on this Saturday afternoon as we are joined by Ryan Woolen. We're a few minutes away from the start of the second half of play here at the Van Sitter's Field. The Blue Devils with a 47-7 lead over Superior Heights. Ryan, looking at the playoff points and schedule for the Sioux High Blue Devils, of course, last year, very disappointed in not making the playoffs with a 6-3 record because of those playoff points. But doing some research, looking at how the current playoff points stand, Suhai in Division III this year. Right now, Suhai is 13th in playoff points. They have 44 playoff points. And if you look at how many teams are in Division III, there's 63. You want to finish in the top 32. And again, this is a Division III team, so you're going to get more points. Suhai, at least heading into the midpoint of the season, they're going to be in good position with the all-important playoff points, because the way the MHSAA has that formula set up, you got to play bigger schools and you got to win those games. And Suhai right now in a much better position than they were last year.
Yeah, this would be a big win for them. I think they pretty much have this one sealed up today with Superior Heights being one of the bigger schools over in Sioux, Ontario. And, looking at Petoskey on their schedule, it's good to see them again. And Escanaba beat Petoskey.
Yes.
So, and we played very well against Escanaba. Kingsley is always usually pretty tough, but I think they're down again this year a little bit. I think your big two games there are going to be Ogama and Traverse City St. Francis. But, you just got to go one game at a time. You can't look ahead to the end of the schedule or midseason. You just got to take it all one game at a time, one quarter at a time. And I think Suhai's done a very good job about that this year by taking it one game at a time and making their adjustments and fixing what they need to fix for the time being.
And looking ahead to the schedule, looking at what division the opponents are in, Ogama Heights, a Division 5 opponent. So the way the playoff point system is set up in the MHSA, you get 40 points for a Division 5 team that you beat. You get 45 points for Division 4. Then it goes up with Division 3. You get, 50 points. And then down, Kingsley, a Division 5 team. Traverse City St. Francis, a Division 7 team. Petoskey, yeah, right. Division 3 and Benzie Central, Division 7. So, they want to finish, obviously, 9-0. That's your
right.
goal.
I think they can. Mm-hmm. I really do. If they play the way that they've been playing this year the way their offensive line has been blocking, and with the athletes that this Suhai football team has, they got a little bit of everything. They got power, they got speed, they got athleticism, and on the defensive side of the ball, it's the same thing. You got guys that can get to the quarterback. You got a defensive line that can stuff the run in the middle. They have pretty good open field tackling. I've seen some good fundamental tackling for the Suhai defense. I think their Achilles heel is just going to be that pass defense. I really do. And but again, like we've said, they've done very well at second half adjustments this year. I think you'll see a little bit better pass coverage this second half.
6-3 probably would get them in, looking at the playoff points. 7-2 almost certainly would. But again, like you said, Ryan, this team has potential to run the table. Obviously, they're going to have some tests coming up. But what do you think is the biggest reason, in your opinion, that Suhai could finish 9-0? What's their biggest strength right now? Is it that offensive line?
I think it is. I really do. I think especially watching them today and just the other couple games I broadcasted, that offensive line is big, they're mean, and they're fast. They can move. They're able to pull effectively on their sweeps, which gives more running room for Rakigam and Jasek, those speed guys, to be able to get open lanes. I think that really is, if they can keep that offensive line healthy, because Callen can run the ball too if he wants to.
Haven't seen that much today.
No.
Haven't had to.
And yeah, exactly. And that's just another asset that this team has in Callen. And he hasn't had to throw the ball very much, but he's got an arm on him as well. So I think if Suhai's offensive line can just stay healthy and keep doing what they're doing, I think that'll be the deciding factor for how far they can go.
So we will have the running clock to start the third quarter of play. The Blue Devils will kick off. They are going right to left as seen on your radio dial. It looks like it's going to be number 30, Ethan McDonald. He's done the kickoffs here pretty much since the second quarter. And we'll see what Superior Heights, if they have an answer for Suhai. They've scored once, but it's been Blue Devils pretty much the rest of the way. Now kick to the far sideline, taken by Raines. Rather, Gauthier Long, and he'll move it up to about the 33-yard line, where Superior Heights will have it first down and 10, trailing 47-7 as we just start this third quarter.
Now, I'd expect you're going to see Superior Heights just throw here.
Yeah, might as well.
I mean, they got nothing to lose. I think they're going to have some things that they want to work on with their passing game. So the first half, it was pretty much just short, quick passes that they had for Barkley. I would expect to see them try to shore some things up with their offensive line and be able to give him a little bit more time to throw the ball because he hasn't had a lot.
Steelhawks have it at their own 34-yard line, trailing 47-7. Trips to the right. One wide receiver to the left, one in the backfield. Barkley behind center. Now he'll be pressured, but he'll get out of it and put a pass in the middle of the field. That'll be incomplete. Bring up second down and 10.
Yeah, good job by Will Ullman coming from that defensive end spot, it looked like. Smaller kid, but he's fast. He's athletic. He was able to escape his block right away and get right in Barkley's face. Barkley had no choice but to throw that away.
And so we had a slow-moving first half, Ryan, but with the running clock, this one should go a little bit quicker, probably quicker than the first quarter.
Yeah, you'll be able to get to your hockey game tonight.
I certainly hope so. We'll have Sioux Eagles hockey over on News Talk 1400 as the Eagles will take on French River. Pregame show 6:45 over on News Talk 1400. Second down and 10 for the Steelhawks. Now Barkley gets the high snap. He's going to scramble, and he'll make a few yards out of that scramble, get about four, as that'll be tackled just short of the 40-yard line. Tackle on the play, I believe, by number 40, Cale Bell. Yep. They'll bring up second down.
Yeah.
Third down.
Another broken play for Superior Heights, kind of a high snap. Barkley got the ball, wasn't able to read his progression. Suhai, again, all over him in the backfield. Good job by him, though, to just dip his shoulder and get north and south, put him in a third and five situation.
Third down and five for Superior Heights. They trail 47-7, under 10 minutes left in this third quarter. Gabe Barkley, quarterback for Superior Heights, behind center, looking to the right side of the field. He'll pass in the middle, intercepted, and that goes right into the hands of Carter Oshelski, who's going to bring it back to the house for a touchdown. An interception for Carter Oshelski, and another touchdown for the Suhai Blue Devils. Look what I found there, Ryan.
Yeah, great. Hey, he put himself in a great position.
Yep.
Superior Heights, Barkley, quick slant pass like they've been running all day. Went right off of the hands of the receiver, and Carter was able there to pick the ball off, take it all the way down to the score, untouched. So good positioning by Carter to put himself in the right spot to be able to make a tackle or a play like he just did.
And I believe that's his second pick six of
it
the
is.
Season, yeah?
Yep. And hey, just again, what we talked about, it's kind of been a story of that this year. Second half, Suhai defense has been able to make some big plays like that.
So the defense comes out on fire as they get an interception return by Carter Oshelski. And the Blue Devils lead 53-7 with 8:40 left here in this third quarter. Ethan McDonald with another extra point attempt and a low kick, but it's good.
Low and fast.
His leg's going to get worn out at this rate right now.
Yeah, and he's still doing the kickoff duties, it looks like. So, hey, great job again. Second half adjustments. Come out on your first defensive series, get a pick six, take it to the house, and then get your offense on the field.
So 54-7 Blue Devils as they will kick off the ball to Superior Heights as they will improve to 4-0 on the season. Carter's dad, Chris, doing clock duty today. Certainly has a big smile on his face after that one. You always got to like as somebody on the defensive end when that ball pops right in your hands.
Look
what
Merry
I found,
Christmas.
And he bolted out into the end zone for a touchdown. As it's been all Suhai. This game was tied at 7 apiece as Superior Heights got a long touchdown early in that first quarter. Moved the ball a little bit in a couple possessions after that, but really Suhai has figured out the Superior Heights defense, and the Steelhawks have been unable to figure out the Suhai offense all day
long. Yeah, they're really struggling with this Suhai offensive and defensive line. They can't get any push, and I think that's just been the deciding factor of this game so far.
So McDonald will kick it off again. It seems like he just did this a few minutes ago, and he did.
Yeah.
McDonald's kick, a line drive kick. In the middle of the field is going to take a good bounce for the Blue Devils, as that'll be Superior Heights now. They get a good run back here. Across the 30, he'll be tackled about the 32-yard line. That was number 14, Grant Raines. And on the tackle for Suhai, Timothy Garland and Daniel DiNuccio McShane. And the Steelhawks will have it at their own 33-yard line, trailing Suhai 54-7 with under 7 minutes left in this third quarter.
Yeah, I think you're seeing the Superior Heights teams kind of got the wind knocked out of them right now. I mean, they have a good amount on their bench, but I think they're a bigger team. You know, they got a lot of big kids, and it looks like right now, again, they just have the wind knocked out of them. They're tired. Suhai is still playing physical. There was another big hit right there on the kickoff by Timmy Garland.
So the Steelhawks have it at their own at 31-yard line, trailing 54-7. Clock running, 6:20 left in this third quarter. Barkley behind center, man in motion. Now Barkley will hand it off. A run up the middle and a good tackle there by number 10 for Suhai. That was Timothy Garland as the ball carrier, Kalen Cuglietta, maybe got one or two, but he was forced back.
Yeah, Timmy Garland coming from his linebacker spot. Good job. He read the play right away. Just a basic handoff out of shotgun right behind center. Garland was there from his middle linebacker spot to read it right away and get him down with another big hit.
Cuglietta gets three on the carry, second down and 10 for the Steelhawks. 5:40 left in this third quarter. Now a three wide receiver set for Superior Heights, two to the right, one to the left. Now man in motion. And bad snap. Barkley just going to have to fall on that one, and he did a good job because number 50 for the Blue Devils, Calvin Aldrich, was right there if he wouldn't have.
Yeah, I thought he almost had that for a second. It looked like he was ready to rip it right out of Barkley's hands. So I think you're seeing Superior Heights right now. They're getting a little frustrated. They're tired. Making some mental mistakes, kind of shooting themselves in the foot a little bit. But I'm happy to see this Suhai defense stay physical.
Yeah, they're not letting up, are they?
No, all gas, no brakes. And that's what you need. You need that. You want that. That's the mentality you want these kids to have, and it's good to see that, Scott.
So third down and 15 for the Steelhawks. Ball at their own 29-yard line. Trips to the left, one to the right. Barkley behind center. He'll drop back, and he's being pressured. Fumble on the play, but Superior. Oh, now another fumble, and finally Superior Heights will fall on that one. Suhai had a couple chances to get the turnover there, but they get another tackle for a loss. That's going to bring up fourth and long for the Steelhawks.
Yeah, defensive lineman Calvin Aldridge again. He's making some plays right now. He got in the backfield right away on the shotgun snap. He dropped it. Went to hand it off to the running back, and he dropped it as well. So good job by Aldrich there, making a couple big plays for Suhai. Puts Superior Heights in a long fourth down. I would assume they're going to punt.
Yeah, they are set in that same formation where they've done that short punt attempt, and they will, again, almost blocked by Gravel, and might have even gotten a little piece of that, but it's going to bounce right at the midfield marker where Suhai will take over first down and 10. Clock running, 3:45 left in this third quarter. Blue Devils with a 54-7 lead over Superior Heights.
That's a pretty gutsy punt doing that like that. I'm surprised that they're sticking with that.
Yeah, I mean, Suhai's right there, and he's only, what, 4 or 5 yards back?
Right. Another reminder, again, we've talked about it a couple times tonight. The Suhai Athletic Boosters are doing their fundraiser tonight at the CC Hall. All proceeds go to the Booster Club for all the things that they do for the Suhai Athletics. There's going to be a cash bar appetizer, silent auction, and a raffle. So come out to the CC Hall, 7 o'clock. You can buy tickets right at the door.
So Campbell still back as quarterback for the Blue Devils. And we should zip through this second half with the clock running. Two in the backfield for Suhai. Campbell will hand it off. And it's going to be a rare tackle for a loss. That was Jaden Rishmawi with the carry for the Blue Devils. Be a loss of about, not quite a few, loss of about four.
Yeah.
Bring up second down and long.
Yeah, Suhai looks like they got their second string offense in right now. Jaden Rishmawi at right half. And it looks like they got Will Ullman at their fullback right now. So Suhai getting some kids some game time reps, which is good to see. Let these kids get some game experience.
Second down and 15 for the Blue Devils. Ball at their own 45-yard line. Campbell will take the snap, and he will hand that one off. No gain on the play, as that looks like it was number one, Will Ullman, with the carry. They'll bring up third down and 15.
Yeah, just a quick fullback trap right there, 26 dive. Good job by the Superior defensive line there. They created a surge, and Ullman had nowhere to go with the ball. So brings up third and long. Suhai's only had to pass once. I don't even know if they'll pass here.
No,
they might just.
You don't want to do that.
No, I think that you're just going to see them go off tackle, maybe do a crisscross.
I'm not a big fan of humiliating an opponent.
Right.
And it looks like Suhai is just going to run it up the gut a few times. If they have to punt it, so be it. And I think that's a class move,
sweep
in my
left.
Opinion. Now a sweep to the right and a gain of about one by Rishmawi. That'll bring up fourth down.
Yeah, just weren't able to get a block on the edge here on the left-hand side towards the booth was where the play was ran. Rishmawi got the ball right in the backfield, kind of made a move off tackle, and good job by Superior Heights. They were able to seal that edge.
So the first punt of the day for the Blue Devils, first time they've been stopped all day long. And Superior Heights, they're a little confused right now, and so they're going to get a timeout, and that will stop the clock with 58 seconds left in this third quarter. Next week, the Blue Devils will be on the road at Ogama Heights. That game has been moved to Saturday, a week from today, at 2 p.m. Dave Watson will be making the trek to Ogama Heights for the call. He'll have the kickoff show around 1:35. You making that trek, Ryan?
I'm going to try. I'm going to try. We'll see how my work schedule goes right now, kind of getting mandated a lot. But if I can make it, I'll definitely be there. Always love to go and support the Blue Devils on the road as well and in all their athletics. My wife and I love to go watch the Blue Devils play along with my family. It's always been a big part of us is supporting Suhai Athletics.
And that's a game, Dave called that a trap game, and certainly Ogama Heights, they put up 63 points on Grayling, which is a team the Blue Devils, I think, only put up 14 points on.
Yeah.
So that's a big game for Suhai because then they get into the meat and potatoes of their schedule. I think you almost have to put that Ogama Heights game in that meat and potatoes portion of the schedule.
I think you do, too. They're no pushover. You know, I think coming up here, Suhai is going to get some more tests for sure.
So back to punt for the Blue Devils, Key Kafer. He'll attempt to punt at about his own 35-yard line. High snap, and Key Kafer with a good kick. That's going to bounce at the 20. It might go in the end zone, and it does. Good attempt there by
Sorensen.
Salado Arroyo, as it just took a little too much bounce. I guess he needed the 9-iron instead of the 7-iron on that one there, Ryan. Otherwise,
he had it.
That was a good kick.
It was. I thought Suhai was going to be able to pin him right down on the goal line, but unfortunately, I think the two gunners there, in Olszewski and Salcido, they kind of lost the ball when they turned around and looked for it, and the ball took a nice bounce. Once it hit the ground, they just couldn't get there in time.
We'll see if we get a playoff here before the third quarter ends. Clock running 15 seconds left here in the third quarter. Blue Devils with a 54-7 lead over Superior Heights, and it doesn't look like we will get a playoff. So after three quarters of play, it's all Suhai. They lead by the score of 54-7. We will take a one-minute break and be back with our fourth quarter. You're listening to Suhai Blue Devil Football on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason in for Dave Watson on this Saturday afternoon, joined here at the Van Sitters Field by Ryan Woolen, our broadcast engineer back in the 1230 WSOO studios. This afternoon is Tiffany Stratton. We are just about to start the fourth quarter. It's been all Blue Devils. They lead Superior Heights 54-7. Steelhawks have it at their own 30-yard line. First down, intercepted by the Blue Devils. That's going to be another touchdown. Will Ullman will bring it back. The second straight pick six for Suhai, and that makes it 60-7 Blue Devils.
Hey, great job by Ullman. He was at his linebacker spot, and Barkley, again, just trying to throw the quick slant. Ullman read it perfectly and was able to score. I noticed Suhai has put in even their second string on defense. They got some new kids in their defensive backfield, which is good to see, get them some game experience, especially with how much this Superior Heights team has thrown the ball, give them some good reps at defensive back.
And Ryan, you mentioned how the defense would respond in the second half. I think they've answered that question.
Yeah, I mean, I love to see that. That's awesome. Two pick sixes in a row.
Ethan McDonald attempting another extra point. He has been very good today. And, well, we got that one blocked, but that's one of the only things that has not gone Suhai's way, as they will kick it off again to the Steelhawks. Clock running, 10:45 left in this fourth quarter. Suhai with a 60-7 lead.
Yeah, Brady DeSheen for Superior Heights was able to just blast over right through the line and able to get his hands on it. So good play by him. Again, I'm happy to see these other kids getting some game time reps because it's important. You have to be ready at all times. You never know when you're going to be called to go into the game. So I'm hoping to see them have some success.
I am too, because you know these are guys that are there every day in practice.
Yep.
They put in the same effort, and obviously with a large roster for Sioux High, and that's something you want as
exactly.
a football team.
Yep.
And, you know, this is your opportunity
to show the coach what you can do.
Exactly,
yep.
And the future of Sioux High
exactly.
football, because
yes.
a lot of these are younger guys,
yep.
Some sophomores on the squad, and juniors and seniors maybe that don't play as much. So yeah, these are still important minutes, and you know, tough sledding for Superior Heights. They knew going into this game it was going to be tough, and just pretty tough out there for them right
it
now.
It is, yeah. Sioux High has controlled every facet of this game.
So McDonald will kick it off at his own 40-yard line. He'll kick it to the near sideline. That'll bounce to Gothier Long. Now he's going to cut it in the middle of the field, and a big hit there. That was number 67, Parker Talentino, who laid the lumber on Gothier Long. So Superior Heights, last two possessions have turned into pick sixes for Sioux High. See if they can get something positive going here, but it's not going to happen on the scoreboard. They trail 60-7.
That's something else that I've noticed. I've seen Sioux High has improved on in this game is their open field tackling. I know the first couple weeks they kind of struggled getting a guy down in open field, kind of falling to their feet a little bit or trying to arm tackle. There's been some pretty big sticks out here today, and it's good to see the fundamentals work in Sioux High's way.
So first and 10 for the Steelhawks. Ball at their own 28-yard line. Shotgun at formation. Barkley will drop back, and he's going to scramble. He's going to heave it downfield, and that's going to be incomplete. Another overthrown receiver. That one intended for Grant Raines. They'll make it second down.
Yeah, good job by Sioux High. They were able to press Barkley out early. Good move by him, though, to evade the defensive end and get out to the right. He had a couple guys open, just overthrew him a little bit. Still pretty good coverage there. Looked like Billy Menard was on him. Good coverage by him.
So second down and 10 for the Steelhawks. They will resume play in Sioux, Ontario next week. I believe they take on at St. Mary's. I think just three schools playing now. You have Cora, Superior Heights, and St. Mary's. They used to have more, but like many places, just less schools, less people.
Yeah.
Trips to the right for the Steelhawks. Barkley will take the snap and will keep it, and he will be tackled right at the 30-yard line. Fumble, and the Blue Devils will recover. That's number 88, Cameron Akins, who will recover the fumble for Sioux High. And player down for the Steelhawks.
Like Barkley.
Yep, number 9. He got hit pretty hard. A couple guys undersized, but a couple good hits on Barkley. And looks like we will have a little bit of a pause.
Yeah, Timmy Garland coming from his linebacker spot. All Superior Heights did there was your basic quarterback draw again out of shotgun. Didn't really have anywhere to go. As he was going to tuck the ball away, Timmy Garland put a nice hit on him. And Cameron Akins was right there to be able to scoop that ball up. So good job defensively by this Sioux High defense and their adjustments. Once again, props to Gordy Campbell on that.
Player still on one knee for Superior Heights, Barkley. So while we have a moment, coming up later tonight right here on 1230 WSO, Detroit Tigers baseball. I know you're excited about that one, Ryan, as the Tigers will take on the Chicago White Sox. Hey, they won last night.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep.
6:10, the starting time of the pregame show, around 5:50 right here on 1230 WSO. And certainly going into the season, Ryan, I had pretty good expectations
for the Tigers. Yeah, I thought they'd do better than what they've been doing. You know, it's kind of just that lull that Detroit sports is in. Personally, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan.
Oh boy.
So that the blood comes.
You're smart.
Yeah, the blood comes from Wisconsin. So, but you know, I watched that Hard Knock series with the Detroit Lions and Dan Campbell, and I really like what he's selling. And I thought the Lions when we were up in Alaska, we were watching a little bit of the game, and I liked what they did a little bit. They made a couple Detroit Lions mistakes that they always do, but in the end they kind of made their way back into the game. I really think they're going to be a force to reckon with here. They're not just an easy team, and the NFC North, in my opinion, is not very competitive.
Minnesota looked good. Justin Jefferson.
Green Bay, we're going to Chicago this week. We'll see how that goes. But
I think that game's in Lambeau, actually.
It is. Yep. Yes, you're right. It is in Lambeau. But, you know, it's funny. My dad and I and my brother, we talk about that all the time. Man, those division teams, they stomp on each other, seeing each other twice a year.
See each other all the time.
Where it's like, you know, Michigan and Purdue and Iowa. It's like they give you a fit, you know. So, but I'm looking forward to the Red Wings this year, too. New head coach and Steve Yzerman. I think he'll do well.
New quarterback for the Blue Devils, number 12.
Oh, it's Cecil.
Okay, so Brett Cecil is number 12 and at quarterback for the Suhai Blue Devils. Thank you, Chris. And it'll be a short gain on the play, bring up second down.
Yeah, just a quick off tackle to the right side, running towards the booth here, and good little hard fought, only 2 yard gain, but good second effort.
Suhai in no hurry to get a playoff here. 5:40 left in this fourth quarter. They lead Superior Heights 60-7. Suhai will improve to 4-0 on the season as they'll travel next week to Ogama Heights Saturday afternoon. So Brett Cecil behind center, bunch formation for the Blue Devils, two in the backfield, second down and 9. They'll hand it off to Rishmawi, and he'll be tackled for a loss. Nice tackle by number 90, Brady Deschain. That'll bring up third down and long.
Yeah, he had nowhere to go right there. He got the ball off tackle, sweeping left, going to the wide side of the field, and Superior Heights was just able to get through the line of scrimmage and bring him down right away. I noticed Suhai. I think they pretty much got all new kids in right now with their offensive line, their backfield, and their receivers. So, again, this is good game-time reps for them, and I'd like to see them have some success. Third and long here, see what they can do.
Third down and 11 for the Blue Devils. Ball about the 33-yard line of Superior Heights. Now a run up the middle. And that'll be a decent gain for Suhai. They'll get it to the 25-yard line. Will Omen with the carry. That'll bring up fourth down and about 6.
Yeah, better blocking there by the Suhai offensive line, the second-string team. They were able to get lower, and Oham was able to get his arm right behind them again and be able to create a push. So good second-level running by Oham.
Clock running, 4:10 left in this fourth quarter. Coming up after the game, we'll have an abbreviated version of the post-game show as I have to pack up and get to a much colder facility, Polar Stadium. Yes. Sioux Eagles will take on French River tonight at 7 o'clock.
I love the Polar. I've always loved going there. I haven't been there in a while, but when I played hockey, I used to love playing hockey there. Yep. That's the best ice in town, I think.
And now Suhai will just knee it down. Again, you don't want to really humiliate your opponent in these stages. So, again, a good play calling, in my opinion, by head coach Scott Menard. The game's over. Excuse me. The game's over. Just down the ball.
Yeah, and then, you know, Superior Heights is going to be able to get their offense out here again. About 3.5 minutes left in the game. So I'm sure Superior Heights has some stuff they want to work on. And Gordy Campbell's going up and down the sidelines yelling kids to get in on his defense, too. So it's good to see everybody able to get into the game.
So this potentially could be the last possession of this one. Superior Heights with the ball trailing 60-7. 3 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Good crowd here at the Van Sitters Field. I like what they do between the third and fourth quarter. The fans get on their feet.
They do the jump. Yep.
You and I didn't do it.
No,
but the press box did. They were doing a good job over there.
Chris was jumping a little bit.
He's got better moves than I do. I guarantee that.
I'm sure Tony Heller was jumping, too.
Speaking of a man with moves, I mean, that goes without saying. Tony, the Danny Terrio of his era.
There you go.
Back in the 60s, I believe.
I can't believe his fantasy football team beat me by one last
week.
Yes,
1 point.
DK Metcalf.
On a fumble.
Yeah, exactly.
On a fumble.
He let me hear about it right away, too.
No, I'm sure he did. Now a new quarterback in for the Steelhawks and a nice tackle for a loss by the Blue Devils, number 54, Owen Clayton. As that's going to be a tackle for a loss of about 6 yards, bring up second down and long.
Yeah, good job by Owen Clayton there. He met his man at the line of scrimmage, was able to shed a blocker and then still get in the backfield and make a tackle for a loss. Impressive play by him.
2 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Second down and long for Superior Heights. Second down and about 17. Maybe not. We'll call it 12. The math always confused. It's been a while since I've done a football game,
yeah,
Ryan.
So I know. I've been listening to your guys' talk shows. You guys do a good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's entertaining. It entertains me anyway. It doesn't take much anyway, as my wife would say.
Well, I appreciate the compliment.
Yeah.
Minute 30 left in the fourth quarter. Second down and 15 for Superior Heights. Looks like their new quarterback's Dakeedon Gauthier Long, and that's going to be an incomplete pass to the far side of the field. Bring up third down.
Yeah, Danielle DiNuccio McShane, number 34 for the Sioux defense, almost had another interception right there. Superior Heights is just, I think right now, they're like we talked about earlier, I think they just got the wind knocked out of them. I think they're doing everything they can just to get out of here. And just a quick pass on a slant that was almost pick six again for Sioux High.
Time for one or potentially two more plays. Superior Heights not in a hurry to get the playoff right now, as they are still back behind the line of scrimmage. So this one could be the last play of the game here. 40 seconds remaining, second down and 15 for the Steelhawks. Looks like it's number 12 in at quarterback for Superior Heights, Kalen Cuglietta.
Looks like they'll run one more play.
Yep. No, it is number 15 there. My mistake on the number. And he's going to scramble and get across the 35-yard line to the 36. Good tackle there by number 34, I think.
DiNuccio McShane.
DiNuccio McShane. And that'll do it for this one. Our final score, Sioux High with a convincing 60-7 win over Superior Heights. Ryan, it was great working with you today. And anytime I fill in for Dave, certainly would extend the invitation. Great job. And you'll be back with Dave all season long. Thanks for joining the broadcast.
Yeah,
sir.
Thanks for coming and filling in for Dave. Like I said, you do a great job with your other sports shows. I listen to them all the time. So great win for Sioux High. Keep the ball rolling, undefeated, and let's keep things rolling. Go Blue.
Sounds good, Ryan. Have a great rest of your weekend,
you
sir.
You too, Scott.
Our final score, Sioux High with a 60-7 win over Superior Heights. We will take a two-minute break and be back with our post-game show. You are listening to Sioux High Blue Devil Football on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason in for Dave Watson at the A.J. Van Sitters Field in Sioux St. Marie, Michigan. Our final score, the Sioux High Blue Devils defeat the Superior Heights Steelhawks by the score of 60-7. Recapping the scoring in this game, most of the scoring was done in the first half, and obviously with the final score, most of the scoring was done by the Sioux High Blue Devils. They would score first in the first quarter on a 42-yard touchdown run by Cale Bell. Extra point good by Ethan McDonald, making it 7-0 Blue Devils. Superior Heights, we get a long touchdown there only of the game. Shortly after that, an 84-yard touchdown pass. It was received by Grant Raines, and the pass from Gabe Barkley. Extra point good by Barkley, and we were tied at 7. Sioux High would do all the scoring after that, most of that on the ground, and in the second half on the defensive end. Sioux High would make it 14-7 in the first quarter, a 37-yard touchdown run by Alexander Jasek, extra point good by McDonald. Then the Blue Devils would make it 21-7 in the first quarter, 67-yard touchdown run by number 24, River Rakegum, extra point good by McDonald. Sioux High would make it 27-7 late in the first quarter, a 56-yard touchdown run by number 40, Cale Bell. Extra point no good after one. Sioux High led 27-7. Blue Devils would make it 34-7 early in the second quarter. A 9-yard touchdown run by Nicholas Albacall. Extra point good by McDonald. Sioux High would make it 40-7 in the second quarter. A 59-yard touchdown run by number 22, Alexander Jasek. Extra point no good. And the final score of the first half, an 84-yard touchdown run by Will Ullman. Extra point good by McDonald. At half, Sioux High led 47-7. We had a running clock in the second half, and a lot of reserve came in. And the Sioux High defense would step up in that second half. A pick six of 45 yards by Carter Oshelski. Extra point good, making it 54-7. And the final score of the afternoon, a 30-yard interception return by Will Ullman. extra point no good, and our final score, Suhai with a 60-7 win. Suhai improves to 4-0 on the season, and their next game will be at Ogama Heights this upcoming Saturday. 2 p.m. kickoff. Dave Watson will be there for the call, starting with the kickoff show at 1:35. So this one pretty much lived up to the billing. We knew that this would be a tough game for Superior Heights. They hung around early, but the offensive line of Suhai was dominant in this one. We don't have the official rushing stats for the Blue Devils, but it was well over 400 yards. They only had to pass the ball one time. And the Blue Devils will get a little bigger test next week and certainly coming up over the following weeks, as they will be at Ogama Heights, as I mentioned, next week. They'll be at Kingsley in 2 weeks' time, at Traverse City, St. Francis in 3 weeks' time, and then have to take on Petoskey and Benzie Central. So the Blue Devils, 4-0, though, will improve their playoff position, getting a lot of extra playoff points playing a Division III team. But we will find out just how good this Suhai team is over the next few weeks. You'll hear all about it right here on 1230 WSOO. Want to thank our broadcast engineer, Tiffany Stratton, back in the 1230 WSOO studios for getting us on the air and making us sound as good as we can. And thank all of you for listening tonight. Don't forget Sioux Eagles hockey coming up over on News Talk 1400 from Polar Stadium. I will be packing up quickly and heading down to the Polar as they take on French River. We'll have the pregame show 6:45 on News Talk 1400 with yours truly and Rob Horn. Our final score from A.J. Van Sitter's Field on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. The Suhai Blue Devils knock off Superior Heights 60-7. You have been listening to Suhai Blue Devil Football on 1230 WSOO.